Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the compound names of Jehovah, or the names of God found in Scripture. On Monday we looked at Genesis chapter number 22, where Abraham called the name of the mount where he had set forth to offer Isaac as a sacrifice in obedience to the Lord's command. He called that place Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord who provides. And then in Judges chapter number 6, verse number 24, after that the Lord had appeared to Gideon and had called him that mighty man of valor and had shown him great and mighty things, there it was that he called the name of the place where he built an altar and met the angel. He called the name of that place Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord who gives peace. Our next one is found in the book of Jeremiah, and it's in chapter number 23, and it's in verse number 6. This one is translated in English, but it has the very same thought. The Bible says, "And in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." Now, if you'll notice, if you're looking at your scripture, that's all in capitals. Anytime you see the word Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it is the English transliteration for the Hebrew word Jehovah or Yahweh. In some cases, Yah, just the beginning syllable. But here it is a compound name, and in Hebrew it's Jehovah Titzkenu, and it means the Lord our righteousness. What do you mean by that, preacher? The Lord our righteousness. Well, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. The Bible teaches that the best we can muster is certainly not good enough to merit heaven. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 23, it foretells a time that the Jews would be scattered abroad and that they would be scattered to all nations. That there would come a time, though, that God would begin to raise up shepherds, and he would begin to gather the flock unto himself once again. Verse number 5 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch." And the word branch is capitalized, talking about the Lord Jesus. "And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." Certainly the Jewish nation, the Hebrew nation, has been less than perfect. Certainly the Hebrew race has been less than perfect. But I want to go further to say, even, of course, we know that the human race has certainly been less than perfect. But in our dispensation, this heavenly race, the blood-washed group that God has called out, really there's only three classes of people on earth. There are the heathen race, the Hebrew race, and the heavenly race. And anyone from either of the heathen or the Hebrew can become one of the heavenly race. But we know from studying the scripture that even then we fall short. And if it was up to our righteousness to get us a place in heaven, my friend, it would be to no avail, because there's none righteous, the scripture says. No, not one. Well, what's going to secure our place there, preacher? Well, it's very simple. The Lord Jesus, he is our righteousness. He has fulfilled all of the law. He has fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law in every aspect, the civil law, the ceremonial law, the criminal law. He fulfilled it all. And in him, my friend, we have our righteousness. The scripture teaches that not only is Christ in us, but that we are in Christ. As a matter of fact, Hebrews says that we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show forth the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. If it was earned, it wouldn't be a gift. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We've seen the Lord who provides, the Lord our provision, Jehovah Jireh. We've seen the Lord our peace, Jehovah Shalom. And today we see the Lord our perfection, Jehovah Titzkenu. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to rely and trust upon your perfection, but help us to strive toward that mark in our lives every day. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.